Let's visit the inbox on this edition of SpineFit Radio. We're visiting with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Today's question, Dr. Riley, deals with a problem many of us desk jockeys deal with, and that's sitting staring at a computer all day. And it goes like this. Dr. Riley, I have a job where I sit behind a desk staring at a computer. Can you recommend two regions to focus on at the gym?
Sure. Probably the most common thing that we see in clinic is, those folks that sit behind a desk all day long and they're just sedentary, sitting, staring at a computer, and it catches up with us. Sadly, we develop low back and neck problems from that, and, it can even manifest into some other serious things. But activity's the key, and I recommend exercise. Once we figure out what the problem is and there's nothing nasty, we're always going to recommend some exercise and to encourage patients to get to the gym and do some things. Related to someone that sits behind a desk all day, I'm going to focus on two areas typically. It's going to be the mid-thoracic region, which is that area between your shoulder blades. It's between your neck and your low back, and then your hips. So first and foremost, I want to focus on mobility. So we live in such a forward world. We get up, we sit at the breakfast table, we get in our car, then we go to our office and we sit in a chair behind a desk all day long. So if you can kind of imagine out there, if you put your hands out in front of you, your arms out in front of you, you kind of drop your head down and you slump a little bit in your mid back. Day in and day out, it's going to start to catch up with you. And I call that cumulative trauma. Meaning just throughout, the years, that posture has started to affect you. Primarily what happens is you start to lose the ability to move properly in that mid-back or mid-thoracic spine region. And I'm mostly concerned with extension. And extension means leaning back. So if you were to stand up with your feet together with hands overhead and just do a simple back bend, a lot of you might experience low back pain, which is very common. This is a test that I put a lot of my patients through, and what we're looking for, I want to see how the mid-back's moving. 9 times out of 10, it just doesn't extend or move very well, and we move too much in our lumbar spine, which creates, disc irritation, mechanical low back pain, some other issues there. So I want to work on extension in that mid-back. So foam rollers are great, Those foam rollers that you guys see at the gym, a lot of you folks might have, foam rollers sitting in the corner at your house that you don't use anymore. It's important to get on that foam roller and just roll back and forth there in that mid-back area and start to, increase the mobilization or increase your mobility, start to break down some of those adhesions or tightness, and that'll get you extended a little bit better throughout your mid-back area. Another thing that you can do is kind of get up. Yoga is so good for this. It's like a little press up where you're extending, you're on your belly, you're pressing up. We're trying to extend more throughout your mid back, not so much in your low back. So extension throughout your mid back, that's the number one thing that I would focus on. And the second thing is hip mobility. So we sit all day long in that 90-degree position, that hip flexors have a tendency to shorten up, okay? Then the glutes get really weak in the back. So we have a tight or restriction in the front of the hip capsule, and then we have weakness in the back of it, back in the glute area. And so that can also contribute to some low back problems as well. So we want to stretch our hip flexors. We want to get the hip flexors moving. And a lot of times you can get down into a half kneeling position, move forward, feel a good stretch in the front of your hip capsule. Sometimes you could lay on the side of your bed, drop one leg down, and just let that leg hang, and you'll feel a good stretch in your quad and your hip flexor. So thoracic spine mobility and extension get you going backwards, and then working on hip flexor mobility, that's that big muscle in front of your hip that has a tendency to tighten up when we sit for extended periods.
Yeah, you talked about the problem areas, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the pain's isolated to those areas, correct? I mean, you could have pain in your legs or your head, and it ties back to those specific areas.
Yeah, the two most common things that we're typically going to see related to, the mid-back and the tightness in the hips are, unfortunately, we're going to have some type of low back pain with a lot of folks, and then neck problems. We sit with our head in that forward posture, looking down at a computer all day long. We get really tight in between our shoulder blades, and then all the stabilizing muscles there in the neck, they stop doing their jobs properly, and then your neck gets overloaded. Similar to your low back, when we start to extend or move, it's moving too much. That low lumbar spine is moving too much. There can be a shearing effect, put a lot of pressure on the discs and the joints, then you can develop, low back problems there. But low back and neck are typically two of the the most common conditions that we're going to see with folks that sit behind a desk for extended periods.
If you'd like to ask Dr. Riley a question, you'll find a submission form on the right-hand side of the webpage, or you can email info@TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.